विधा महिनाम संकीर्तन की
जय।
जगत गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की
जय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयाधीरये
ततो जयाधीरये
नष्टप्रायेषु
अभद्रेषु
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी
कृष्णाय
वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च
नंदगोपकुमाराय
गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th chapter, sorry, 4th canto, 6th chapter, title, Brahma Satisfies Lord Shiva, 44th verse. Tvam
eva
dharmatha
dharmatha
dughati pattaye
दक्षेण
सूत्रेण
ससर्जितावारम्
त्वैव
लोके
वसतीतश्च सेतवो
यान्
ब्राह्मणः श्रद्धते धृतवतः त्वमेव धर्मात् दुःखा विपत्तये दक्षेण सूत्रेण ससर्जिताद्वरम् त्वयैव लोके वसिताश्च सेतवो यान् ब्रह्मणा श्रद्धते कृतवतः त्वमेव धर्मार्थ दुःखाभिपत्तये दक्षेण सूत्रेण ससर्जिताद्वरम् त्वयैव लोके वसिताश्च सेतवो यान् ब्रह्मणा श्रद्धते धृतवतः त्वमेव धर्मात् दुःखाभिपत्तये दक्षेण सूत्रेण ससर्जिताद्वरम् त्वयैव लोके वसिताश्च सेतवो यान् ब्रह्मणा श्रद्धते कृतवतः
त्वमेव धर्मात् दुःखाधिपत्यये दक्षेण सूत्रेण ससज्जिताद्वरम् त्वयैव लोके वसितश्च सेतवो
या
ब्राह्मणा Shraddhate Dhritamratah
Yam Brahmana Shraddhah Kedhutavratah. Yes, one more.
Tvameva Dharmartha Dukhavipattaye
Tvameva Dharmartha Dukhavipattaye
Dakshena Sutrena Sasarjitadvaram
Dakshena Sutrena Sasarjitadvaram
Tvameva Loke Vasitascha Setaho
Tvameva Loke Vasitascha Setaho
దక్షేణ
సూత్రేణ
ససర్జితాద్వరం
దక్షేణ సూత్రేణ ససర్జితాద్వరం My dear Lord, your Lordship has introduced the system of sacrifices through the agency of Daksha, and thus one may derive the benefits of religious activities and economic development under your regulated principles. The institution of the four Varnas and Ashramas is respected. The Brahmanas therefore vow to follow the system strictly. But the Vedic system of Varna and Ashrama is never to be neglected for the upkeep of social and religious order in human society. The Brahmanas, as the intelligent class of men in society, must vow to steadily respect this regulated principle. The tendency in this age of Kali to make a classless society and not observe the principles of Varna and Ashrama is a manifestation of an impossible dream. Destruction of the social and spiritual orders will not bring fulfillment of the idea of a classless society. One should strictly observe the principles of Varna and Ashrama for the satisfaction of the Creator. For it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita by Lord Krishna that the four orders of the social system, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras, are His creation. They should act according to regulatory principles of this institution and satisfy the Lord, just as different parts of the body all engage in the service of the whole. The whole is the supreme personality of Godhead in his Virata Rupa or universal form. The Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras are respectively the mouth, arms, abdomen and legs of the universal form of the Lord. As long as they are engaged in the service of the complete whole, their position is secure. Otherwise, they fall down from their respective positions and become degraded. Om Akhyat Virandhasya Jnananjana Shlakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovidisham Stapitam Dena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Vadamaya Tadami Svadamantikam Vande Nam Shri Guru Shri Yukatakam Shri Guram Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sahagajatam Sakanam Dhanam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabhadutam Parijanah Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sarvanagarika Shri Vishakamritam Sujam Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanande Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachari Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pascharya Shapari Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Premadayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Kamine Vardhishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Nathra Kanta Namostate Tapta Kancha Kaurangi Nade Vrita Vishwari Vrishabhanu Sudevi Pranami Haritiye Vancha Kalparu Nishya Kripa Sindhu Vyaya Vacha Tadidanam Kavane Vyo Vanishnay Vyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Jai Tanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadhi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vancham Panmum Nangayate Yatkripa Tanubhante Shri Guru Niratarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Hare Krishna. It's a warm welcome to all of you for today's Sunday Feast class. I really feel very embarrassed and awkward when I sit here and give a Sunday Feast class because I'm more of a newcomer preacher. I'm more of a youth preacher. And I feel newcomer preacher is much easier than giving a class to devotees. Because newcomers look for what? They look for happiness. You do a little kirtan, you tell some philosophy, crack some jokes. They're satisfied. In fact, before leaving, they'll clap also and they'll say that can class here. But when it comes to devotees, now all the eyes, anyone having two eyes and you count into two, yes? It's like everyone is focused on you and saying, I want Krishna praying. Do something for that. And it becomes very difficult for a person who's not realized to sit here and speak. So I take blessings of all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis assembled here. So that right words for my right time. And even if I'm able to add an iota of realization for all of you and inspire in whatever way possible, I feel that this class will be a success. Yes. So this particular shloka, it comes in this chapter, Brahma satisfying Shiva. I'm sure we know the context here. The context is that there was a great assembly. I'll just cut short and I'll tell you. There was a great assembly and Daksha Prajapati, he was there in the assembly. Daksha Prajapati enters the assembly. And already in the assembly, there were great personalities like Brahma and Shiva. Now when Daksha entered the assembly, Shiva didn't get up. But all the other demigods got up, including Brahma. Brahma gave a seat to this Daksha and he was made to sit. And he was honored by Brahma. But this personality Shiva didn't get up. So Daksha, he started chastising Shiva left and right. And Shiva, he hears everything. Now there is the entire scene, the lot of chapters, which are just talking about curse and counter curse. Now Daksha cursing Lord Shiva or chastising Lord Shiva. Then Shiva's followers, Nandishwara, he is chastising or he is cursing. Then Bhrigu Muni is cursing. In the entire scene, cursing is going on. And Shiva sees, everyone is cursing each other. He says, it's not the place where I'm supposed to stay. You keep your things going, I'll leave the place. And he goes out of the assembly. Now, after all this is done, Daksha again arranges another sacrifice, another yajna. And all the demigods were invited for that, except for Lord Shiva's family. And Daksha's daughter is Sati. And she is the wife of or consort of Lord Shiva. Now in this, what happens is, all the demigods are flying above the house of Lord Shiva and Sati. Sati is seeing, my God, everyone is going, they're nicely dressed, and they're all going to my father's place. Even I should go. And then Sati goes to Lord Shiva and she says that I want to go and I want to go to my father's place. It's a family function which is happening. Lord Shiva is saying, hey Baba, we are not invited. Sati says, ghar ka function hai. We can go, there is no need of invitation. But Lord Shiva tries to convince Sati to a very great extent that don't go. Because there, they don't respect me. And you will face a lot of problems. So, when this was told, Sati was like overwhelmed with the affection towards her father. In fact, towards the paternal side. And she says, whatever you say, that's okay, but I'm going to go. Right? So many speakers, they comment on this saying, we don't know why did Sati ask, but maybe to prove that in the so-and-so married life, it becomes difficult, not my words, the speaker sitting here in this room, that it becomes difficult for a husband to convince the wife for anything, and wife doesn't listen. And moving ahead, what happens? Sati goes there, and when she goes to the assembly, she was not received properly. Only Sati's mother and sisters, they received Sati. And then, Sati could feel that negative energy. I'm sure whenever we go to some place and we are not invited or people are really not interested to receive us, we can feel that negative energy easily. So Sati could feel that. And Sati started talking to Daksha saying, this is what you're doing is not correct. And then, meditating on the fire within, Sati burns herself. Now Sati is no more. This message goes to Shiva. And then the entire entourage of Shiva comes and they kill Daksha and many soldiers there. Now Daksha is killed and Shiva is really angry. But the sacrifice which was going on, that was about to be stopped. Now all the demigods, they go to Brahma. They say, Pata nahi abhi kya karna hai, kar to diya. All masti was done to get the sacrifice down. But now we don't know what to do. And then Brahma says a very important point. What do you expect? What do you expect when you chastise, when you pull the great personality down? You insult him. Will you have auspiciousness? And then Brahma says, okay, jo ho gaya, wo ho gaya, let's go to Shiva. Now all the demigods, they're going to Lord Shiva's abode. Which is that abode? Vaikuntha, Kailash, okay? But the description of Kailash is given as equal or as similar as that of Vaikuntha. You can read the description if you have not attended previous sessions. So the description is very, very beautiful of Kailash. You cannot make out if it's Vaikuntha or it's Kailash. Now they see a big banyan tree and Lord Shiva is sitting underneath and they're discussing. Now Lord Shiva is meditating, not discussing. Lord Shiva is meditating. in deep trance and he's looking very beautiful. With ash on the body, ashes on the body, and his beautiful form with snakes and skulls and so on. He's looking very nice. Now, Brahma and other demigods, they go to Lord Shiva and they start glorifying Lord Shiva. And one of the glorification is this that we're discussing. So the translation here says, my dear Lord, your lordship has introduced the system of sacrifices to the agency of Daksha, and thus one may derive the benefits of religious activities and economic development under your regulated principles. The institution of four varnas and ashramas is respected. The brahmanas therefore vow to follow the system strictly. This particular shloka and the previous shlokas, anything is there? So, in the previous shlokas, we understand that the glorification for Lord Shiva is similar to Lord Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. In fact, Brahma is saying your Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, yesterday we were hearing class by one of the speakers here, and he said that since now Lord Shiva is such a pure devotee and he is one of the avatars, Guna avatars of Lord Himself, he has been given this position and he has been glorified in such a way. Here, one of the important aspects which is given is about Varnashrama. And I thought, let us talk about Varnashrama today. And let's try to understand that how is Varnashrama followed in this particular society that is called as human civilization. And what are the repercussions of not following it? And what is the current scenario of the society with the recent verdict from the Supreme Court? So in fact, when I was preparing for the class, I was more than Bhagavatam, I was reading the verdict of the Supreme Court. Like, what was the thing? So let's try to understand what is these different aspects which are there. So now, there's one shloka which comes in one of the Puranas, which talks about how many species are there. How many species exist? 84 lakhs, right? And what are the gradations or what are the categorizations? Anyone can tell? Anyone can quote the shloka? Jalajana Lakshani, Stavara Lakshavimshati. Okay? Or maybe you might be knowing the last line which is very relevant to us. I will recite for you. Krimayo Rudra Sankhyakaha. Pakshinam Dashalakshanam, Trimsal Lakshani Pashavaha, Chatur Lakshani Manushaha. So here it says Jalajana Lakshani. How many? 9 lakhs. Who? Aquatics. Then it says Stavara Lakshavimshati. Stavara. What do you mean by Stavara? The one cannot move. Jada. Right? Plants and trees and so on. Right? How many? There are 20 lakhs. And then it says Krimayo Rudra Sankhyakaha. So it says, Krimi, Krimayo, insects and reptiles, how many? 11 lakh. And then it says, Pakshinam Dashalakshanam. Pakshinam, birds, Dashalakshanam, 10 lakh. Trismal Lakshani Pashavaha, Pashu, 4 leg animals, how many? Trismal, that is 30 lakh. And lastly it says, Chatur Lakshani Manushya, that is 4 lakh species of human beings. This was always a mystery for me that how come 4 lakh human beings? Human beings, one species, right? Why 4 lakh? But then, you know, we have various gradations in that also. We have something called civilized and uncivilized. Can you describe who is uncivilized? Forest dwellers, you mean tribals? Yes? Anything else? Yeah? Malichas, okay? So you're looking at me and saying that? Yes. So tribals. So one single line which defines uncivilized is the ones who don't follow social, political and religious principles. They are called as uncivilized. So civilized are the ones who are technologically advanced. Who have a lot of technology, who have a lot of luxury. Just, you know, within no time, with a click of a button, everything is there around you. The world has shrunk. And we can talk to people all around. This is civilized people, right? Yes or no? Yes? No? And what is civilized people? Huh? Those who follow what I said. Yes. Regulative principles. Principles. Social, political and religious principles. Now this purport what Srila Prabhupada is giving us, it talks about varnas and ashramas. So civilized community is the one which has got four varnas and four ashramas. Which are the four varnas? Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras. And four ashramas? Brahmachari, Grastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. So varnas are basically social divisions of the society. Right? And what are ashramas? They are progressive stages, progressive spiritual stages. Now my question to you all is, who made this? This is a big debate always. It's a caste system. India follows caste system. So who made this? Krishna. Which is that shloka?
Chapter
1. This is right. 4th chapter 13th verse. Tasya. Okay. Tasya kartaram apimam. Vidhi akartaram avyayam. So it says that according to the three modes, the nature and the qualities, the work acquired by people, Krishna himself, he divided the entire society into these four varnas and four ashramas. So there's nothing called as caste system here. Right? So it's a very important aspect here to understand that what are the qualities of these people. So Brahmanas are which class of people? Intelligent class of people. And which are the profession which come under this? Teaching. Teachers. Philosophers. Yes. Then comes Kshatriyas. Who are they? Administrators. Soldiers. Yes. Marshals. Vaishyas. Pachantai class. Farmers. They all come in that. And then the last one. Shudras. Residents of Bangalore. Yes. I guess that is a good definition. Worker class. Yes, that is Shudras. So now, this is about varnas. So here, how are these varnas differentiated or categorized? Krishna is saying that there are three modes. So Brahmanas come under which mode? Mode of goodness. Then Kshatriyas? Mode of passion. And then Vaishyas? Only passion? Passion plus ignorance. Only Vaishyas here are passion plus ignorance. And Shudras? Ignorance. Right? Shudras are in ignorance. Now the next is about Varnas, about Ashramas. So we have Brahmachari. Right? So who is a Brahmachari? Student life. The one who is there in student life, they are Brahmacharis. Then Grihasthas? Once more married. Vanaprastha? Not renounced, retired. The ones who are retired. And then sannyas, that is renounced. This is renounced. So these are four varnas and four ashramas. Now let's try to understand the qualities of these varnas and ashramas. So 18th chapter, 42nd shloka talks about this. It says, it talks about the brahmana's qualification or brahmana's characteristics. Anyone want to recite 18th chapter 42? Anyone knows the shloka? Samodamas tapas. No, no one? Okay, I'll recite for you. Tamodamastapa saucham shantir ajam evacha jnanam cha vijnanam cha astikyam brahma karma subhavajan. So it says, the qualification of brahmana, peacefulness. Then, damas means self-control. Tapa, austerity. Saucham, cleanliness. Shanti, peaceful, yes. Arjavam, tolerance, yes. And then jnanam, knowledge, vijnanam, wisdom, yes. The knowledge when it's realized, so that's vijnanam. So these are the qualities of Brahmana. Please remember this because again we're going to come back to this. So this session basically is more of a seminar than a Bhagavatam class where we're starting from the basics. Again we'll go back, try to prove it wrong and see that what is the society working out, in what condition. Next is the qualities of or the characteristics of a Kshatriya. It says, Shauryam tejo dhritir dakshyam yuddha chapi అపాలయం అపాలయానం దానం ఈశ్వర భావశ్చ స్తరం కర్మ స్వభావజం. ఇట్స్ ఎ శౌర్యం. శౌర్యం హీరో, హీరోయిజం, క్షత్రియస్, ద హీరోస్. దెన్ తేజో పవర్, ఎఫిషియన్స్ పవర్. దెన్ ధృతిర్ దక్ష్యాం, డిటర్మినేషన్, రిసోర్స్ఫుల్నెస్. దెన్ యుద్ధే చాపి, రెడీ టు ఫైట్ ఫర్ ద బ్యాటిల్. ఎస్. అండ్ దెన్ దానం, దానం జనరాసిటీ. ఎస్. అండ్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఈశ్వర భావం. ఈశ్వర భావం కంట్రోలర్షిప్, లీడర్షిప్. వి హావ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ లీడర్షిప్ ట్రైనింగ్ రైట్ ఈవెన్ ఇన్ దిస్ కాల్. సో ఈశ్వర భావం. సో దీస్ ఆర్ ద క్వాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ క్షత్రియ. నౌ లెట్స్ టాక్ అబౌట్ వైశ్య అండ్ శూద్ర. సో ద క్వాలిటీస్ హియర్ ఇస్ కృషి, గోరక్ష వాణిజ్యం, వైశ్య కర్మ స్వభావజం, పరిచార్యాత్మకం కర్మ, సుదర్శ్యాపి సూత్రయాపి స్వభావజం. సో కృషి, గోరక్ష వాణిజ్యం, దిస్ వైశ్యస్. సో ఇట్ సేస్ ఫార్మింగ్, క్రాప్ ప్రొటెక్షన్ అండ్ బిజినెస్ రైట్. అండ్ శూద్రస్ దేర్ ద లేబర్స్ అండ్ సర్వీస్ టు అదర్స్. దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఇస్ దర్ క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్ రైట్. నౌ మై క్వశ్చన్ టు యు ఆల్ ఇస్ హూ ఇస్ మోర్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఇన్ అ వర్ల్డ్? బ్రాహ్మణ, వైశ్య, శూద్ర, క్షత్రియ? బ్రాహ్మణస్. బ్రాహ్మణస్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్. షూర్ ఆర్ శూద్రస్ మోర్ ఇంపార్టెంట్? ఆల్ ఆర్ ఇంపార్టెంట్. షూర్ దిస్ వాట్ ప్రభుపాద సేస్ ఇన్ ద పర్పల్. హి సేస్ దట్ దిస్ ఫోర్ అండ్ దిస్ రిగ్వేద సేస్, ప్రభుపాద ఇస్ కోటింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ రిగ్వేద, ద ఫోర్ వర్ణస్ విచ్ ఆర్ దేర్, బ్రాహ్మణస్ దే ఆర్ లైక్ ద హెడ్, క్షత్రియస్ ఆర్ లైక్ ద ఆర్మ్, వైశ్యస్ ద బెల్లీ, అండ్ శూద్రస్ ఆర్ లైక్ ద లెగ్స్. So can you ignore any one of them? We need all of them for the working of the body. Similarly, we need all of them for the proper working of a society. Now talking about the four ashramas. Brahmachari. What is the age group of Brahmachari? 5 to 25. This is what is the age group for a Brahmachari. Now this is the assumption that a person is going to live for 100 years. And that's how we are going to categorize them. Brahmachari, 5 to 25 is a Brahmachari. And what are the different aspects of a Brahmachari's life? First one is celibacy. Next. Yes, he's a student, so he's to get educated. Then? Service. Okay, he's supposed to serve. Serve whom? Serve his guru. In fact, previously in Gurukul system, these Brahmacharis who are there in Gurukul system, they used to go around and beg. And when they used to come back with the alms, they used to give it to Guru. And only when the Guru gives permission, they can accept. And if Guru forgets to tell the Brahmachari to have prasad, he has to fast on that particular day. Self-control is another quality of a Brahmachari. Right? Grihastha, what are the different characteristics of Grihastha? Age group, we understand, is 25 to 50. Yes, now what are the characteristics of a Grihastha? Firstly, Grihastha means married and? Charity. Charity and sacrifice. This is the dharma of Grihastha. Yes. And? Sense control. Restricted sex life. And? He is the supporter. Grihasthas are the supporters of all the other ashrams. That is Brahmachari, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. They are the supporters in all the possible ways. Monetarily, emotionally, intellectually, in all the possible ways. Right? So these are Grihasthas. Now Vanaprastha. Vanaprastha is its retired life from 50 to 75. So what are their characteristics? Tapa. Sure? They have no energy in the body. What tapa they will do? Yes? So basically, they are the retired life. They have to wind up their business, stay away from wife, stay away from sex life, and they have to go around for pilgrimage. They have to go around to visit different dham. And preferably with wife. That is Vanaprastha. Now Sannyas. What are the different characteristics of Sannyas? This is 75 to 100. Characteristics of Sannyas? Full dependence on the Lord. Complete dependence on the Lord. Fearlessness. Yes. Detached from family life. That is renounced order. Yes. And? Preaching. That is the main thing. They have to go around and purify the entire world. This is what they have. And They are the ones who cannot talk to the females. They have to forbid. Yes. They cannot go home. They have to stay away from the family and so on and so forth. Right. So these are the four ashrams. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. Now it is said that the ones who don't follow this and the ones who just follow social and political principles and not follow the religious principles, they are called as Naradhama. And it's described that 99.9% of people in this age of Kali Yuga belong to this category called Naradhama. What do you mean by Naradhama?
Highest of mankind.
Lowest of mankind. They are Naradhamas. Now the next question is Varnashrama followed in current society? Yes, is Varnashrama followed in current society? Yes, to some degree. Some degree. Now let's try to understand how much Varnashrama is followed. Yes. So this is a question to all the parents. How many of us want our kids to be engineers? No one. It's more of Brahmacharya, I see, so I cannot ask this question. Yes. In fact, when this question is asked, many people raise their hand. Yes. Especially when you give sessions to the newcomers, the ones who just start. MBBS, I want my child to become a doctor. Engineer. Is there any other profession in Kerala for them? I was speaking to an astrologer and he is currently a Brahmachari in another temple. So he was saying that when the person takes birth, three modes of material nature are already acting. And the astrological chart says that which category he belongs to. Is he a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra? He's already said it seems. And now he was saying, he himself was saying, Prabhu, according to my astrological chart, I belong to a Shudra category. So I cannot, you know, work on an intellectual platform. I cannot do that. So he was saying like that, but again he made a very important point, what is happening in the society. If, you know, in this particular rat race, everyone wants to compete with different class of people without understanding their own nature and capacity. And this is the place where we are failing. And this is the place where this comes, which is called as job dissatisfaction. Many people, you know, they send a mail saying, I'm not satisfied with my job, what to do? There are people, I'm sure you might have seen in your offices, in your companies, just besides your desk maybe, they struggle hard to solve one problem. They'll take an entire day to do it, and sometimes a week, and they'll get a lot of chastisement from the managers. Because they're not meant to do it. They're not meant to do it. So one of the engineering students here come to me, he's in final year now, and he's doing engineering and civil engineer. Final year, placement season started, now he's saying that he is not interested in engineering. I'm going to get into philosophy. Only because my parents told me, you know, I'm here. So these are the different queries after coming to certain point of life, the turning point of life, people make these statements and become very different. So who are the people who are actually responsible to find the nature of the person and engage them in the respective varnas? Who are the people?
Parents.
Guru. And what if they are only going wrong? What's wrong? The entire varna and ashrama will come down drastically. It will come down drastically. Yes? And that's what is happening currently. And everyone is running in that rat race, trying to become so and so, trying to compete with others. And Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita 4th chapter, yes? Yeah. Sorry, 3rd chapter, 35th shloka, that it's better to do your own duty. Why to copy others and why to do others' duty? Yes. This is one of the keys for satisfaction, but this is what is not followed, unfortunately. Right? So this is a very important aspect which is not followed. So when we are saying that is varna and ashrama followed in a society, the answer to a very great extent is no. Hardly any. Hardly any. And the entire society is searching for happiness. Correct? You all agree? This is the first session that we give to the newcomer. Search for happiness. And everyone likes, you know, the entire session. Yes, we are in the right place. Search for happiness. I was traveling back from one of the apartments in Belandur to our place after giving one session there. So I was in a taxi. That was a cab. The cab driver was very happy that day. Very happy. It was evening time. No, traffic jam is there. He's very happy talking to someone. And he's saying that I'm very happy today. I got a lot of passengers. And I was just listening to what he's saying. And then we were at Tulsi Theater, you know, we were just taking a turn there, and he bumped into another car. We met with an accident. And then he requested that, sir, please get down. Today is a very bad day for me. Please get down. Take whatever money they will take, please get down. Then I got down, and then I took another cab. And then when I was sitting, he said, sir, today I'm very happy. Now I'm very scared. I said, why are you so happy? And he gave a very trivial reason, and I was very happy for that. He said, there's no traffic at Kundanalli Gate. I was so happy. So that time I was actually trying to understand and realize that it's so flickering. Everyone is searching for happiness. Everyone wants to be happy. But the happiness is so temporary. The person 5 minutes before he was so happy, he bumped into another car and then he says he's unhappy and the entire day was very bad for him.
Yes.
And another person is taking happiness from such a temporary thing.
Yes.
So every one of us, all of us, including devotees, we all are searching for happiness. Every Bhagavatam class we come, we expect something. You know, the speaker will speak something transcendental, we hear that, there will be realizations, and maybe on that particular day, you know, I'll be realized with a halo behind it. Yes? And I feel very nice. So this is what we all are searching for. But the actual happiness, when Prabhupada says, we can get it by following Varnashrama.
Yes.
Why Varnashrama is said that it will give happiness? Yes? Any answers?
It takes you to mode of goodness, and mode of goodness is characterized by state of happiness.
It takes you to mode of goodness. There's a gradual elevation to different modes. Anything else?
It is prescribed by the Lord Himself. So if we follow it strictly, we will be happy and
okay, he'll be happy and we'll be happy. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Lord has given. When we follow anything which is given in the life manual called Bhagavad Gita, when it is followed, automatically the happiness will come in society. No doubt about that. Anything else you want to add? Varnashrama is basically meant for restricted sense gratification. And that leads to happiness. You all agree with this? Restricted sense gratification and happiness? It doesn't go hand in hand. Restricted sense gratification, happiness. It doesn't go hand in hand. How is it possible?
Soul is
not an awkward position. Okay. Anyone wants to simplify what Prabhu said? So as I said, it's more of a seminar than a session. I'll give you a simple example of eating gulab jamun. This is one of our favorite examples. Yes. Your capacity is maybe eating 5 of them. You ate 5 or you ate 4. Okay. You're restricting yourself. No, I'll not eat more. And when you're out from that particular place, you're satisfied. You know, it's not affecting you much. You're restricted yourself. And you're happy. Your capacity is 5, you're eating 10, 15. And if it's a gulab jamun competition at Janmashtami in ITPL Road, Baisal Convention Hall, and you eat a lot, and finally people run out to vomit, yes, you're not happy. Simple. Restricted sense gratification, or restricting oneself to a particular activity, which leads to sense gratification, that gives happiness. Whereas the other part, unlimited, unrestricted sense gratification doesn't give happiness. This is what Prabhupada wrote in so many places. So many places.
Yes.
Now, we talked about various aspects about others who are staying outside of this particular hall. Now, my question to you is Varnashrama important for devotees? Devotees are transcendental. Is it required? Yes. Sure. Why?
Okay, are humans. Until you are on the platform of being a human or being in mode of goodness, there is no possibility of rising above it.
Okay, that's a very apt answer. Anyone want to add something on this? Yes, Mataji's?
We also have different categories.
We also have different categories. Yes, that's true.
Whereas,
but when we say that we are transcendental, what do we mean then? Devotees are transcendental, we say. We do not follow rules and regulations.
Practicing
devotees. This is the right word. Practicing devotees. We are practicing devotees. And Krishna makes it very clear in the verse that we recited, which talks about guna karma vibhavishan, that the varna and ashrama, they are based on what? The three modes of material nature. And even we are under the three modes of material nature. When we are under three modes of material nature, what happens? We have a particular nature, we have particular capacity, and if we don't fulfill that, we'll be miserable. So it's very, very important that devotees also follow rules and regulations till the point they reach the transcendental platform. What is the transcendental platform that we're talking about? Pure devotional service. Away from mode of the three modes of material nature, right? Going to transcendental goodness. At that particular state, we can say Varnashrama is not required. But for us, as practicing devotee, as Prabhuji just mentioned, it's required. But now another thing is, Varnashrama is getting degraded. And even we devotees are struggling to establish Varnashrama or to follow Varnashrama. Yes. Now let's try to analyze what characteristics we talked about and how much this followed. Brahmachari. We said Brahmachari. The age group was what?
5 to 25.
But in ISKCON, most of the Brahmacharis who joined are after 25. Yes? Grihastha. Oh, before that, the Brahmacharis who are joining, they're not like very pure or something. Yeah, many might be, but like many are gone as well, right? The ones who have done everything finally and they say that, now it is boring, let's go and, you know, renounce and be a Brahmachari in the temple. Yes? Not a true Brahmachari, according to the definition of Brahmachari, or Brahmacharya. Grihastha, true Grihasthas, any ideal Grihasthas here? Yes, very difficult to be ideal Grihastha. So many samskaras are there, starting from Garbhadhan samskar till the end, right? That has to be followed. So difficult. And many are not following. In fact, it is said that most of them are not Grihasthas, more of Grihamedi. Yes. And Vanaprastha, what was the age group that we said? Vanaprastha? 50 to 75. And most of the directors in a company are 50 only, right? 50, 60, you see, which way? Vanaprastha. Who is following Vanaprastha here? Yes? Huh?
None.
And sannyasa? In Kali Yuga, sannyasa is not allowed. The only few great souls, realized souls in our sampradaya who have taken sannyasa, renounced everything just to preach. But it is not allowed. So if you see, these four are again not followed. Brahmanas? We have any proper Brahmanas? Kalo Shudra. Everyone in Kali Yuga is Shudra. Yeah, this is what scriptures say. So Brahmanas, hardly we find. Because the qualities of Brahmanas that we discuss, the characteristics that we discuss, we cannot follow all of that. No, self-control, purity, and so many other places, so many other things. Selflessness. So difficult in Kali Yuga. Kshatriyas. We have people, you know, who run away whenever there is, you know, I've seen so many cops like that. Any danger comes, they'll run away from that place. Yes? What sort of Kshatriyas are these? Vaishyas? Yes? Business class, farmers. Many of them have committed suicide. Yes? Farmers? And then Shudras, we have in abundance. Only this class exists in abundance in the society. So if you see, the Brahminical class got degraded. Can you tell me when was Brahminical class degraded? The point when it got degraded? Parikshit Maharaj, that past time. Where Sringi, he curses Parikshit Maharaj. He's a small child. And he's cursing a pure devotee. Yes? He's cursing Parikshit Maharaj. And he says that I will maintain the dharma. This person, Parikshit, this king, who's supposed to maintain the dharma, is not maintaining. He did this abominable act of putting a snake around my father's neck, a dead snake. I will maintain it. He is the curse. And this curse was out of pride. It is described that when the Brahmanas became very proud and envious, at that time, the Brahmanical culture started degrading. So I have been to a meeting now, which was called as IIYC, ISKCON India Youth Convention. So all the preachers from all India, they were there. We were around 200. And the first session was this, about how the entire system has got degraded, how the education system has got degraded, and what is our role in youth preaching. So it started with this, that how Brahminical culture has got degraded. What do you expect the others to remain in proper Varna and proper Ashrama? And this degradation is happening, it's already degraded. We are not following Varna and Ashrama. But by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, at some places, Varna and Ashrama is somehow established in different communities. In fact, if you go back to Prabhupada's pastime, it's so touching and so emotional. Where Srila Prabhupada is doing kirtan, and the hippies, the boys and girls, they're coming. and they're dancing. Yes. How are they dancing? Yes, embracing each other. And they're dancing, and Prabhupada is looking at them. Yes. And there's not two different circles, it's only one circle. When they're dancing together. Then Prabhupada, you know, taught them one circle boys, one circle girls, and then they should dance. And there have been times where devotees or the ones potential devotees, they came to Prabhupada with one girl. And then Prabhupada asked, who is she? Prabhupada, she is my girlfriend. And Prabhupada tolerated so much at that time. And Prabhupada said, you both come tomorrow and we'll have a special event for you. And they both are sitting and Prabhupada does some yajna. And then towards the end he says, now you both are married, you can stay together. Yes. And they both are under marriage. We? Yes. So Prabhupada, by his mercy, has established in so many places. But now let's come to the current scenario. Whatever I talk is like from the time of Kali Yuga started till now. But what is the current scenario? Which is a very, very painful situation when we hear all this. Now the current scenario is, Varnashrama is there in some place in the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Devotees are struggling to follow Varnashrama. There's so many Grihastha seminars which are happening to have proper Grihastha life. There's so many Gauranga Sabha classes happening so that Brahmachari life is maintained properly. And then devotees again struggle to give up and go for Vanaprastha, and very few go for sannyas. This is still happening in a devotee circle. There was a recent verdict on adultery. You understand adultery? Yes. Illicit relationship. Extramarital affair. So this section 497, this was the law, and it is 158 years old. So this law says, as per the Indian law, a woman cannot be punished for the offense of adultery. Only a man who has consensual intercourse with the wife of another man without his consent can be punished under this offense in India. If someone lives in adultery, the partner can file for divorce. It's like, suppose the partner gets to know that my spouse has got an extramarital affair, now you can file a case against that. Now recently, this was September last week, now this particular law was scrapped, saying this is legal now, adultery is legal. You can have extramarital affair, which is legal. Can you imagine where we are heading towards? So, you cannot file a case now. Yes. You cannot file a case, you can have an extramarital affair, and at the same time, your spouse cannot do anything. Yes. And now, in fact, it will be a license for so many people around. Both husband and wife are getting bored, chalo, let's go for a living. Yes. That's allowed now. Yes. You can do that. This is the degradation which is happening in the current society. A very great degradation. In fact, when it is made legal, you can just imagine that we will not have control over people who are called as adults. Before, cops had some rights, you know, to drive away people who are sitting at place and not legally married. But no, nothing like that. This is a place where destruction of Varnashrama is going towards, or the ultimate destruction, we can say. What are we doing for this? When I was preparing for this class, when I started from Varnashrama, this, then I said, oh, Varnashrama adultery is related. Let me put here. It was so difficult for me to digest the fact that this is happening. I really felt very hopeless when I was preparing for this class. So what is the hope now? What can we do? What can we do here? Law and the legal over here. What can we do? Educate people on
self-control.
Okay. Sankirtan. Okay, Sankirtan. Yeah, we'll go to those paths where the people are engaged and we'll do Sankirtan. Yes. And? Anything?
We can avoid ourselves.
We can keep ourselves safe. Anything else you want to add?
Moral education.
Okay. Very difficult, you know, I'm sure like you're thinking like what to do. Only two things we can do. First one is strong sadhana and strong bhakti. That is what will help us to safeguard ourselves. That's the first thing that we have to do. Janma sattva kari. Yes. Now in this also it's so difficult. I'm sure parents will be facing this. And I'm interacting with so many parents, they keep saying, it's so difficult. Entire society is like that. How my kids are going to, you know, be a sadhaka or be a devotee? How difficult that is. they'll see outside these things are happening, they'll also be a part of it because majority are one side, right? So it's very difficult to be a proper sadhaka also. We don't have taste for chanting, we don't have taste for bhakti, we don't have taste for seva. Now what bhakti are we going to do? Right? I was just meditating on this and a beautiful song, you know, which came up, Vaishnav song, which talks about our helpless condition. Do you all agree we are helpless as of now? The society is degraded. We are incapable. We are hopeless now. Yes. No taste in bhakti. Now, this is our current situation. Only one who can help us is Vaishnavas. Yes. That beautiful song of Ohe Vaishnav Thakur. That line is so beautiful, which says, Ekaki Amara Nani Payal Bala Hari Nama Sankirtani Rohi Prepa Kori Shadha Bindu Diya Deho Krishna Namara. This particular stanza is so beautiful. It says, it talks about our helpless condition. Ekaki Amara Nani Payal Bala. I don't have any bala, I don't have any strength to do bhakti. And my situation is so worse now in this age of Kali Yuga. The society has also become like that. There's no proper surrounding where I can practice bhakti. Yes. And in that helpless condition, you're saying that ekakyamar nai payabar harinam sankirtane tumhi kripa koi shraddha bindu diye deyo krishna namudane. Only if you, O Vaishnav Thakur, only you, when your mercy flows, when you give that shraddha, you give that faith, I'll be able to practice bhakti. Yes. And then again it continues, our helpless condition. And the mood continues of helplessness and the song continues. It says, Krishna se tumara, Krishna de te paro, tumara shagati ache. Aayi to kangala, Krishna Krishna boli, here we are saying that Krishna se tumara Krishna dete paro tumara shakti ache. Krishna is not mine. Krishna is yours. Oh, Vaishnav Thakur. Krishna is yours. You have the shakti to give me Krishna. And what is my condition? I'm helpless. I'm helpless. Only thing that I can do is beg for your mercy. And what can I do? Just chant Krishna's name and beg and just go behind you. Krishna, Krishna, boli dhai, dhai tava pache pache. This is my condition, oh Vaishnav Thakur, please help. This is the first thing that we can do. Complete dependence on the mercy of Vaishnavas. Complete dependence. Taking their shelter and trying to practice bhakti under their shelter. Without the shelter of Vaishnavas, without the devotee association, if you remove that, we are in that society what I just talked about. And we cannot practice bhakti, we cannot stay happy. If we really need that, devotee association. Strong devotee association. Complete surrender to at least one personality. This is very, very important. We cannot be independent. We cannot do bhakti if we are independent. Next thing is, Janma Sadhakuri is done. Kara Paropakar, preaching. No, when society is going with so much of jet speed, or so much of speed, of Prabhupada was asked this question, by the way. Prabhupada was asked that, Prabhupada, why you keep traveling, you know, so fast in, you know, jet planes? You know what Prabhupada answered? Prabhupada said, what to do? Everyone is going to help with jet speed. Even I have to travel with jet speed to help them, to save them. Yes? This is what is our condition also. Prabhupada has given us this responsibility to help people. And we have to go in jet speed now. Every nook and corner of a city, town, village, we have to go. We have to extend ourselves. And talk about Varnashrama, talk about bhakti. Then only there's some hope that we'll be able to sustain something called as humanity. I'm not talking about Krishna prayer. I've forgotten about Krishna prayer. But what I'm talking about, maintaining humanity. There is some humanity. Some qualities of a human being will be maintained. Then after becoming human beings, then we can talk about bhakti. This is a responsibility for all of us. And we all belong, we all are called as engineers, right? I'm sure most of us are engineers. We have that intelligence. We can do that strategic planning that we do for our office. We can use our intelligence, find out innovative ways, do that strategic planning, make sure that these people who are going towards hell, somehow drag them towards Krishna. This is what we can do. If we can use our intelligence here, then it will be useful. If not, We are not able to do this, sorry. Then whatever we have, whatever opulence we have, it's of no use. Right? We have to take that determination, we have to be determined somehow or the other, with different innovative ideas, I want to get people inside. There's so many innovative ideas, so many. There are places where we have become a monk for a day. No? Somehow we come to the temple and become a monk for a day and see the bliss of getting up early in the morning, sleeping early. Or we have the series of a week, become a monk for a week. Yes. And there are festivals where all grihasthas come together. There's a festival in Russia, if I'm not wrong, where thousands and thousands of people come. The innovative idea is so beautiful here. I was really very mesmerized to hear this. They'll call for a festival, all the Russian people, and they'll say that, it's a nice festival, but there's an attire for that. So there'll be a group of Mataji and a group of Prabhujis. So they'll say that, you can change the attire, go with them, you can change the attire, we have nice attire for you. Then the devotees will help those people to wear sari and dhoti kurta. And then they'll come with that attire. And whenever you are in dhoti kurta and sari, you are in mode of goodness. You actually come into mode of goodness because externals matter. And then, they are doing kirtan and distributing prasad and so on and so forth. Yes. And this Delhi, we have this Udgar festival where so many things they are doing, so many. They have booked almost a big stadium. And tens and thousands of people are going to come there. I mean, the youth are going to come there. And they're going to have huge dramas and dance and whatnot. This is called as Yukta Vairagya, where we're using everything in service of the Lord for preaching. Only by doing these two things, we'll be able to save ourselves and others. Just my humble request that please take up preaching more and more seriously. Let's get more fired up by practicing bhakti ourselves, by taking a shelter of a Vaishnava. And let's get fired up to give this message in nook and corner. Let's extend ourselves as much as possible. Then only it will be possible for us. So let's revise what did we discuss. Yes, this is what I normally do. How did we start? Introduction to Varnashrama directly. We talked about civilized and uncivilized people. We said there are so many species, 4 lakh are human species. How they are categorized? Civilized, uncivilized. What is the definition of civilized? Following social, political and religious principles. One who don't follow religious principles and just follow social, political, they are called as Naramamas, the worst of mankind. Then later, we talked about Varnas and Ashramas. We discussed about the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras. Yes. This also exists in our MNC, right? We have researchers. Then we have developers and testers and everyone is telling their own designations. Yes. Yes, this is what exists everywhere. You want it or you don't want it, it's going to come. And then next, we discuss about different qualities of Brahmanas, Vaishyas, Shudras, Kshatriyas also in between. Yes. And then we talk about Brahmacharis, the four ashramas, Brahmacharis, Grihasthas, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. And we said that these four ashramas and four Varnas, they were made by Krishna himself and it comes in Bhagavad Gita. And we said in Varna and Ashrama, all of them are important. It's not like one person is important. Everyone is important in that. Right? And then we talked about how Varnashrama system has got degraded from the ages of Kali Yuga. And then we said in this particular case, in this particular scenario, how it is degrading more and more. And understanding this degraded condition of ours, the entire society, we said only two solutions. First, what's that? Strong sadhana, strong bhakti. How? Independent? By the mercy of Vaishnavas, always being in the shelter of Vaishnava. And then, next, preach vigorously. Yes. This is what we have to do. Preach vigorously. Preach as much as possible. Only by doing this, we will be able to save ourselves and help others. So, any questions we have?